Let's look at our continuing series on seven evil spirits. Very real, very on board. And when you understand what they are, you can easily see them in operation in the Word of God. And you can see them in everyday life, what's going on in the Middle East right now. And I want to continue. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 2 is our main scripture. That's our home base right there. And we're looking at the Amalekites and with the Jebusites. And they had direct influence on the trial and crucifixion of Jesus. Direct influence. If you listen yesterday, you would see that. You would see that. All right? And we're going to look at today a familiar area that is very interesting to me. And when you see it, you go, wow, you're going to do that. In the crucifixion of Christ and the trial of Christ, these two spirits, the Jebusite and the Amorite, had direct relationship in the crucifixion of the Lord directly. The Jebusites are the officers there. They are the strong arm. They are the ones, the enforcers in the spirit realm. You can see the Jebusite spirit working every day on the attack of Israel. They enforce the will of the Amalekites on the Amalekite. And we even looked at it yesterday, gave you probably half a dozen scriptures or more, maybe more, I'm not sure. And one of the direct influencing was with Simon Peter. Jesus told him this in John 13:38. After Peter says, hey, why can't I follow you now? I'll lay down my life for you. Oh, really? And Jesus said this in John 13:38. Will thou lay down thy life for my sake? Question. Now, Simon just had a question. Why cannot I follow thee now? Jesus answers it with a question. Will thou lay down thy life for my sake? Or simply, Simon Peter, you don't know what you're talking about. Then he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. All right, the famous denials. Now, going to look at this. There's some other teaching there about roosters, not chickens not being inside the walls of Jerusalem. And the cock crowing was actually what was mentioned when the guards on the wall, and they would yell out, everything's fine, get ready for attack, all as well. What announcements? That was called the cock crowing, by the way. By the way, a little deeper than what most people go with. But at this point, I'm going to just kind of go with the familiar for everybody. The familiar. Okay. Now, the roosters, they're kings of the barnyard, right? Now, the Amorites are territorial spirits. They're territorial spirits. They operate in certain areas. And I hope you're looking in your Bible and writing these scriptures down, because I'm going to show you something right here in Numbers chapter 21, verse 21. I gave you time to go there. I want you to see this, because this is all playing into these evil spirits. Now look at this. Right? They're territorial. All right? Numbers 21, verse 21. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, the king of the Amorites, saying, remember, the king of the Amorites is mentioned 23 times in the Word of God, in Scripture. By actual count, 23 times. They are the controllers. 23 times. They're the authoritative ones. All right, now look at verse 22 of Numbers 21. Let me pass through the land. We will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards. We will not drink of the waters of the well, but we will go along by the king's highway until we be past thy borders. Just give us a thoroughfare. We won't do any damage. We won't drink any water. We're not going to eat any food. We're not going to gather any grapes. We're not going to do anything. We'll just go down the road. Now, look at what this king says. Sidon says this, 23. Would not suffer Israel to pass through his border. We're not allowed that. But Sidon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel into the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. See, control. Now, something happens in verse 24. A battle takes place. And they get possession of the land. Now, roosters seek places to crow, the famous crowing of the rooster. Now, the rooster in the natural says, look at me, I am king. Look at me, I'm ahead of everybody. Look at me, all these hens are mine. I'm the chief animal in the barnyard, the rooster. And if you don't do what's right, the rooster will bring wrath to you. I've been in the barnyard before, and I've been around the chickens before, and the roosters have very large spurs on their feet, and they know how to use them, and they know how to kick, and they'll hurt you. Now, the Amalekite spirit crows. Look at me. Look at me. Look at this. Can't you see what I can do to you, Jesus, huh? I can put you on a cross. Can't you see what I'm doing now in Israel and the Middle East? I'm crowing. And that's what these spirits are doing. Now that's what these spirits are doing. They're crowing. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look what we can do. We can attack you, Israel, anytime we get ready to attack you. They've said that. Iran said, if you come out, there'll be no you. We'll eliminate you from the face of the earth. Little they know they can't do it. But that's what they think. Now, in John 18, verse 15, let's go back to that night when Jesus was being tried by the Amalekite high priest and the Jebusite officer that hit him with the palms. We spent the whole teaching series yesterday talking about the palms, how it plays in the center of the hand. And we gave you a dozen scriptures or so. Now, Simon Peter followed Jesus and so did another disciple. That disciple is known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. Okay? This was a courtyard, by the way. You don't think like a castle. It's a courtyard. But Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple, which is known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door and brought Peter in. So that other disciple, probably John got in, John got out, John invited Peter in, and John went in past the doorkeeper. Okay, past the doorkeeper. Watch this. 17. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. Then verse 18. Look at the Jebusite spirit. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. First denial's coming. Now, this is inside the courtyard, the rooster's territory. They were in the barnyard. Okay? Now, we know that the high priest is operating under the Amalekite spirit. We showed that to you yesterday. We know he's operating under the Amalekite spirit. So what happens is that the Jebusite spirit, remember, is the enforcer of the Amalekite spirit. We know that by what we talked about yesterday. So the high priest, right, in this courtyard, and here comes the enforcer. They're warming themselves, the servants and the officers. We know the officers are operating under the Jebusite spirit because it was the officer that slapped Jesus with the palm of his hand and rebuked him for speaking to the Amalekite high priest. Remember, those that don't understand this, there's so much backstory here. The high priest was the most corrupt position in Israel, had nothing to do with serving God, had nothing to do with serving the people, had everything to do with power and money. And that's how the high priest position was involved, purchased by dollars. And you're going to see there's a double high priest working right here. Two high priests at the same time. We'll talk about it. Now, here's the children with the rooster. Here is the children with the rooster. The officers, the people hanging out, the damsel. You see, and it's my rooster. I'm the one in charge here. That's what's going on, high priest. Verse 18. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals. See, they're sitting by the fire. That's important spiritually. For it's cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. He got right in the barnyard with the Jebusite spirit. Their servants and their officers, they are making fire of coals. Fire, covering, protection. See, that's what's going on. Simon Peter then joins in with the barnyard full of Jebusites. And they were loyal. They were loyal to the high priest, the Amalekite. So the apostolic calling of Simon Peter is warming himself of the fire made by the Jebusites. Be careful out there, sons of God, children of God, who you warm up by, warm up to. You see that right now. We need to warm up to these groups. You got to stay warm to these groups. You got to stay warm to these spirits that are wanting to destroy Israel, like we see in Chicago. Now, what's happening? Well, we know. They know. The servants are barnyard animals. Now, where are they? the damsel keeps the door. The doors of judgment, excuse me, and protection. She's keeping people out. And the Jebusite spirit is working everywhere. That's denial number one. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. First Corinthians 2, 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. This is Paul talking, right? Sure. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden mystery, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Right? The apostolic anointing brings wisdom. I like what Jamie says every day about asking the Lord for the wisdom he needs to do his program. The apostolic anointing is always under wisdom, operation wisdom. Now, let's go to Colossians 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. All right, then drop down to 28. All the way down to 28. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all what wisdom, that we may present every man perfect, which is mature in Jesus Christ. 29. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mighty. That's what I'm doing every time. So what happens is, here's Simon Peter. He's in the wrong place. He's standing around a fire that was a strange fire. It was kindled by the Jebusite spirit. He's in the wrong place, and he gets accused of being with Jesus. Now, let's go to John 18, all right? Look at the second denial, verse 24. Now, look at this scenario. Verse 24, John 18. Now, Annas had sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Who's Annas? What are you going to see? 25. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself and said unto him, all right, that's Jesus is going to the high priest, from one high priest to the other. Art not also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. 26. And one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, who ere Peter cut off, said, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? 27. Then Peter denied again and immediately caught crew. Now, Ananias is an Amorite. We know that. And he sends him to Caiaphas, which is also an Ananite. And at verse 24, you have two high priests looking at you. Annas and Caiaphas, you have two high priests right there. Because one was the son, the other was the dad. So you got two high priests in operation, the double Amorite spirit, the double control. What happened? He said one high priest sends Jesus bound unto the other high priest. That's the Amorite spirit. That's what the Amorite spirit will do. So you see this. You see the spirits working. You see the Amorite spirit, and you see the Jebusite spirit working at the same time. And then verse number 2 of Luke chapter 3. I didn't know there could be two high priests. Well, there were. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest. So the roosters are crowing. Roosters are crowing. We got two crowers right here. We got two crowers going on because the power of that, Jesus sent bound from Father to Son, both sitting in that same office at the same time. You see, so here's Simon Peter in the middle of the barnyard, and he denies. First denial was apostolic. The second denial was prophetic. That's right. And right in the middle of it all, here comes the apostolic anointing, and here comes the prophetic anointing. Same time. In the where is it happening? Barnyard. Where is it happening? The house of the high priest. Two of them, they lived in a courtyard situation. They lived in no big palace because the courtyard was in the middle. That's where they're standing around with the fires. They had a courtyard, and they had a house surrounding the courtyard with gates. Now, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. So in the middle of all this, the church is built on the right foundation, not these evil spirits. The high priest doubleheader was built on demon spirits, power, and money. Power and money. And we see that going on all the time, don't we? Sure do. John chapter 8, verse 25. Then they said unto him, "Who art thou?" And Jesus said unto them, "Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning." You see, the presence of God, the Amalekites and Jebusites and all the others can't stand it. See, because when you stand for what you believe, the enemy will counterattack you. That's what's happening in Israel. You see, it's so clear. And it goes all the way down to the individual person. You stand up for what's right, the enemy will counterpunch you. The Amalekite, the Jebusite, Hittite spirit will come out, all the others. See, it's the manifestation of God's power. And that's what happened when Jesus was standing there. That's what was happening when Jesus was standing there. Just being there, just being around them. Just being near them. They had to manifest, "We are in charge of the barnyard." See, the apostolic anointing and the prophetic anointing is by purpose. There's a calling of the Lord, power and purpose. We know why Jesus was going to the cross. We understand that. And we understand why the spirits, the evil spirits, function so well, so to speak, while Jesus was being tried. Simon Peter was being tried. And what happened makes the difference, doesn't it? We're going to talk about that tomorrow as we continue the series.